In the old city, grocers scoop rice and wheat from huge sacks, pour grain into deep brass scales, measure anise and cardamom and thyme. When sun slips into the pans, it's swept up without charge, the way you don't pay for the fragrance of coffee, za'atar's bright swirl of sumac. Not like the mass of sorrow weighting the air beneath the odour of cumin that tips the scales in every reckoning. That poem, Jerusalem, is by Lisa Suher Majaj, a Palestinian-American writer who now lives in Cyprus with her family. I am Jenny Kander, and I'm reading from her chapbook These Words on the Poet's Weave. Arguments for the people of Iraq. Consider the infinite fragility of an infant's skull, how the bones lie soft and open, only time knitting them shut. Consider a delicate porcelain bowl, how it crushes under a single blow. In one moment, whole years disappear. Consider. Beneath the din of explosions, no voice can be heard, no cry. Consider your own sky on fire, your name erased, your children's lives, a price worth paying. Consider the faces you do not see, the eyes you refuse to meet, collateral damage. How, in these words, the world cracks open. A few reasons to oppose the war. Because wind soughs in the branches of trees like blood sighing through veins. Because in each country there are songs huddled like wet-feathered birds. Because our bodies are soft and easily harmed, and destruction is a way of dying, not living. Because we are so utterly human and so prone to grief. Because even though the news has nothing new to say and keeps on saying it, no still fights its way into the world. Because although we have forgotten where our hearts are hidden, the children remember and would tell us if we would only ask. Because for every bomb that is readied, a baby nestles into her mother, latches onto a nipple beaded with milk. Because the tulips have waited all winter in the cold, dark earth. Because each morning the wildflowers outside my window raise their yellow faces to the sun. Because we are all, each one of us, in love with the light. Pomelo days. January, rain-jeweling the jasmine, dark blossoming early. My father pushed the door open, arms filled with rustling sacks, winter clinging to his collar, poured out great yellow rounds of pomelo, dimpled like grapefruit, but pear-shaped seeds dense as teeth. And sure as the rain in winter, we knew pomelo days had come. Jerusalem song. Your walls fold gently, a wingspan embracing the dreaming city. Your air drifts with the odour of incense, women's voices floating upwards, a twist of prayer towards heaven's ear. I hold your name beneath my tongue like a seed slipped into the mouth for safekeeping. Jerusalem, fold me like a handkerchief into your bosom. I am one word in a lover's letter, a chip of blue tile in your sky. Even those who have never seen you walk your streets at night. We wipe your dust from our feet each morning, rise from our beds wearied by the long distances we have travelled to reach you. See how we save even the broken bits of pottery, fitting fragments together along jagged lines to remember you. Jerusalem, we are fledglings crying for a nest. Poetry by Lisa Suher Majaj has been featured today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.